We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Sheeman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app.
Oh, Craig, man, I could so see this. You're running for mayor in Naples. Absolutely. Walk Up Music by Coolio. That's all you, baby.
This kind of is
all
me.
You.
I am feeling it.
No, I know your campaign. Where you'd be walking up, you'd have your sign, and all it would say is word.
Word. Right word. On. Exactly. If you want to know what we're talking about, more frustration by me. And again, I preface this, I've said this four times today. Yeah. I realize there are bigger problems in the world, but any time that I complain or issue my disgruntled attitude towards something. But Ron DeSantis, good job by him. Bars open on Friday. Movie theaters, 50%, the whole deal. Phase two. Meanwhile, the mayor of Naples and city council, they continue to move at a snail's pace, still keeping beaches closed on weekends at 11 a.m., although you can bring your chairs now. So I said, I'm going to run for mayor and change things.
If you knew this earlier, would you have not moved there? Like, does beach take over school system priority? I mean,
I don't.
See, well, you had to think about it.
I moved there for schools, school for my kid. But you know, it's gonna.
Yeah,
he's
no, gonna, you can admit it. Yeah,
he's gonna
your
graduate
priority,
next year.
Beach over educational system. I get it.
Yeah, well,
I
maybe.
Respect it.
Maybe anyway, I'm gonna run for mayor and I'm changing the platform. Beach is open 24/7, and we were pondering. Some walk-up music for me, and that's why we played Coolio. That does have a nice beat. We
found out Trae Young started in the All-Star.
Yes, he
game.
Did.
We have some breaking
he
news.
Did.
Yeah, Chris got something wrong on Wikipedia.
Pete Redding. I was wrong.
Like, it doesn't happen often, so I'm going
to I said I was surprised Trae Young wasn't there. Yeah. I don't know.
But it
he
did,
was there.
It did not have any effect
it
on
did
the
not.
Outcome of Wikipedia. So there. All right, very good. So
508, thank you. Says Boston, love Pete Shepherd.
I apologize to 508 on the text line. 508 was right. I was wrong.
How about that?
Good.
Probably made his day. Caught the professionals and something wrong.
I made somebody's day. That's a good thing. that's a good thing right there.
Professional what?
Professional sports guy.
I'm a professional, sir.
That's my carbon.
All right. Let's get caught up on everything here. The big news of the day. As we do the 5 o'clock hour, and who knows what will come out of my mouth with the 5 o'clock hot take, Craig. Although Chris did point out earlier that it probably will be one of my 5 o'clock hot takes that dooms my campaign should I ever run for office. Because there's tape.
Yeah.
There's tape of my
takes
that might be too hot to handle.
Even if you win in this state, you know, if you move along to, you know, maybe a national election.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and write the state of Georgia off for you. It's not going your way.
Well, yeah. Now, Georgia a purple state now? It used to be a solid red.
I think that it's trending that way with the population boom in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But it hasn't, to my knowledge, it hasn't gone purple yet.
Okay.
Like, what was it? The governor's race was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah,
and Stacey Abrams, she had a lot of support. She did not win, but it was close.
Okay. All right, you're right about
right,
that.
So the bad stuff, not bad, but the not totally unexpected. Jeff Passan, ESPN, reporting earlier, Major League Baseball made the official, was expected since Sunday, and formally rejected the MLB Players Association 114-game proposal. Nobody ever thought this was going through. MLB is not countering, which brings the possibility of it implementing a 50-game season to play, which nobody cares.
Well, Chris kind of got me swinging on that a little bit. I said a 50-game schedule baseball is not worth my time. That would be the equivalent of us opening up April 1st and then being done by Memorial Day. However, he says that now places more importance on these 50 games. It's more like now it's more like football. You can't.
Well, do you remember the years that the NBA and the NHL had their little arguments and the seasons were shortened? That wasn't so bad either.
We put an asterisk on those for a while. Yeah. We don't now. But we did
no,
for a while.
No, you don't know. But and then the other news is about, you know, the NBA, which is really, really good news, which is fantastic. that the NBA is inviting 22 teams to Orlando, 13 Western Conference, 9 Eastern Conference, 8 regular season games per team. They're playing for the 8th seeds and July 31st to October 12th, and they will vote tomorrow, and it will pass overwhelmingly. So the NBA is back right here, only about 3 hours from us, up the road.
All right, let's play some sound on both the basketball and the baseball. Let's start out with Adrian Wojnarowski, and then we're going to tell you, once we get through all this, there are still some quirky things being discussed regarding home court advantage. Since we're all on a neutral site, we're going to share those with you in just a few moments. But here's Woj. Says the NBA will return 22 teams July 31st.
The league office has a proposal now that it is sharing with team owners. There is a vote set for tomorrow afternoon where the league's board of governors will approve a 22-team return to play in Orlando beginning on July 31st. 13 teams from the Western Conference, 9 from the East, and a potential play-in tournament that would include the 8 and 9 seeds in each conference. Every team, I'm told, is going to play 8 regular season games in Orlando, and then if there is a 9th seed within 4 games of the 8th seed, they'll play essentially a single elimination tournament for the 9th seed, a double elimination tournament for the 8th seed to give them more an advantage to hold on to that lead.
Oh, I didn't catch that the first time. I mean, we talked about, okay, so if you're within 4 games and you're number 9, I knew about the play-in, but it sounds like the 8th seed has the advantage of they have to be beaten twice, right? Did I hear that right? Double elimination?
It'll be the 9th seed will have to beat the 8th seed twice.
But the 8th seed can take care of the 9th seed by just beating them once and they're done, send them home. Okay, I missed that earlier today.
So if you're looking at that you're talking about Memphis and Portland, and so say Memphis ends up being the 8th seed, the 9th seed, Portland and New Orleans right now would have to play the double elimination, correct? Because they're the 9th and 10th seeds right now.
Say that again? Because
if the season, they're going to take 9 teams.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to take how? They're going to the teams that are going to play the play-in games. They're not from the East; they're from the West, right?
Right, right.
So Memphis right now would be the 8th seed,
this only happens if the 9th seed is within 4 games of the 8th seed.
After the eight game season,
right?
Well, say right now. Right now they would be. Right now it's 3. Right now Portland is 3.5, and the Pelicans are 3.5, and Sacramento is actually 3.5 games.
Okay.
All three are 3.5.
Okay.
San Antonio's 4. So that's, you got 4 teams right there. Say it ended just like that.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Okay.
You'd have 4 teams within 4 games.
Well, this goes back to our question earlier about scheduling. I think the NBA would be wise to have those teams play each other a few times in the 8 games.
Yeah, kind of knock themselves out.
Yeah.
Lack of a better term.
And again, we're not worrying about travel because everybody's in the same complex at Disney World.
Right.
And what's interesting about those 3 teams, Pete, Portland, New Orleans, Sacramento, Portland has 2 extra games played. So they will have 2 extra games played at the end of the 8 games, meaning they can all have the same record. They can all go 4-4, let's say, and Portland will get the 9 seed because of winning percentage.
Okay.
So right now, Portland's winning percentage is .439. New Orleans and Sacramento is .438. So no matter what happens, New Orleans and Sacramento will have to actually overtake Portland and have an additional win so that they can go past Portland.
So if we have 2 teams, a 9th seed and a 10th seed, that are both inside of 4 games, it doesn't matter. You're the 10th seed, you didn't make it.
Right.
Okay.
That's the way I understand it, at least.
You got a 12 seed that's within 4 games in San Antonio.
But that doesn't matter here because it would only be if the 9th place team, the 9th seed, were within 4 games of the 8th seed. And it goes back to what I talked about in the 2 o'clock hour. How are we going to balance the schedule so that, Zion and the Pelicans don't have a much easier route getting games against Washington and Orlando versus, Sacramento, who's not a TV draw, getting teams like Milwaukee and the Lakers.
And let's just say, you look at the West, and you get the Memphis Grizzlies with the 8th seed at 32-33. Now, Dallas is 6 games ahead of them at 40-27. So, unless an absolute disaster happened and Dallas lost their last eight and Memphis won their last eight, they're going to probably stay the same.
Right.
Seven games
Dallas
ahead.
And Memphis. Now, Dallas could catch Houston for the sixth seed. They're three behind Houston and actually Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
They're three games behind them. Meanwhile, Oklahoma City and Houston are one game behind Utah for the four and two games behind Denver. People are forgetting about the Nuggets. Great year they're having.
Yes. All right, here's more on Woj on how the NBA decided to come up with 22 teams instead of 30 or whatever the formula will. It will be 22. This was on SportsCenter.
The league essentially went with teams that were within six games in the standings of the eighth seed. Five of those teams were in the West: New Orleans, Portland, Phoenix, Sacramento, and the San Antonio Spurs. And then in the East, only the Washington Wizards. And now you have a tournament environment, potentially, where Zion Williamson and New Orleans could get into the postseason. Portland with Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, and perhaps a healthy Yusuf Nurkic, Zach Collins. Those teams will come back stronger. You know, and as one owner told me, that they really believe that the 22-team format was ultimately the most compelling. Certainly, it was more financially rewarding for teams and players than only bringing back the 16 teams. But the ability here for teams to play themselves into the postseason was a big part of this.
And finally, here's Woj on the end game. This thing could go as late as October 12th with a Game 7 in the NBA Finals. Here we go.
October 12th, teams have been informed, would be the last possible day of the NBA season. A Game 7 of the NBA Finals would be pegged to that day. And so it essentially gives you the framework in the 22-team model that the league has been focused on and moving toward bringing to the owners on Thursday. You would have a July 31 opening tip and potentially an October 12th end date of the season. And then you'd have your draft and free agency in sequential order after that.
All right, so Game 7 maybe, October 12th, the draft, free agency. Now your time to start the next season all over again. Here's Jalen Rose saying players won't like this Christmas start date on Get Up.
I know players will not like this overall if this is something that happens moving forward, because when the season ends, you get a chance to spend time with your family when they're out of school. So now resetting this schedule, I think it's better for the NBA's business, because those students that are not in school, you hope to now become NBA fans. So this has to be a two-season, 12-month plan, and I like the way it's looking so far.
Okay, that's Jalen Rose.
Yeah, I mean, no, look, it's not the most ideal situation to start on Christmas Day, but we got usually, what, how many games now? Five, six anyway? Mm-hmm. How many games on New
Five,
Year's?
I believe.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah.
All right, so that's 10 teams right there. All right, I mean, it's not the ideal situation, but just let's just be thankful we're playing.
Yeah. And frankly, I wish they'd stay that way even when things get back to normal.
I think they will.
Well, now, if the players' union wants their summers off to spend with their quote-unquote kids.
I think when you look at the money that they'll be able to make up with additional TV revenue. Because think about it. All these local television deals that are kind of funding Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
If the NBA moves to that route, you're getting, I know it's not the same amount of programming over the slow summer months, mm-hmm. but you're getting enough of it. I think a lot of that local TV dollars will shift from Major League Baseball, will shift to the NBA, and Major League Baseball not doing themselves any favors right now by not playing this summer. And it doesn't feel like the CBA, which runs out after next season, mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like these two sides are in any sort of position to go back to the negotiating table, even if they do get back on the diamond this year.
Okay.
Oh, that. And the NFL, too. There's still a lot going on there as well. But
Let's finish this up on the NBA. Now, we've got the plan in place. Now, how do we reward teams that have earned home court advantage after grinding it out the season, the Milwaukee Bucks? And we're all going to a neutral site now. So home court is wiped out. Here are the ideas still being bantered about. We probably won't find out for sure until tomorrow at the earliest. I'll see what you guys think about this. To help out with home field advantage, the higher seed in each of these games, the playoff games, they get the final possession. They get the first possession in the second, third, and fourth quarter. We'll still do jump ball to start the game, but second, third, and fourth quarter, the team with the higher seed automatically gets the ball first.
I can't. That's like, you know, everybody gets a trophy rule. I hate that. That's like for, you know, 5-year-olds. I'm sorry.
It takes away from the integrity of the flow of the game, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's too much. I think it's too much. Chris, you agree it's too much, or you like it?
The ball at the beginning of each quarter?
Yeah.
It's not my favorite.
Okay. Next, the higher-seeded team might be able to designate one player to be whistled for 7 fouls before fouling out instead of 6. One player. I don't know if it would be before the game or you decide the fourth quarter. I don't know if you waste that on a LeBron who usually doesn't foul out. What do you think about this possible rule?
I don't like it. I don't know why you have to do all these little CYO youth league.
But how are you going to reward a team that earned a home court? You got, I mean, that's what they're doing. And I'm not arguing for it against it. I'm just saying they're trying to come up with an idea to get to spiff
a
team.
5-point lead.
Yeah, start up on top by 5.
Hold on.
That's very Vegas-ish.
No, that's not crazy.
No?
Really?
How about this? Okay, how about this? If it goes to a game 7, the would-be home team starts out with a 5-point lead. Only in game 7.
Is that what Vegas deems as a home court event? I know in football it's 3 points.
I don't know.
In basketball, what do they say?
I don't know. Let's just pick the 5 points. You start out 5-0. That's your home court advantage. That's your fans.
Yeah.
Those are your fans.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. How about the higher seeded team gets the coach gets an extra challenge? I don't think we need it.
I don't either.
I don't think we need that.
I don't think you need it either.
Especially when everything in the last 2 minutes is reviewable, right?
Right. Right. All right. What about the idea that the team with the higher seed can now transport their home floor?
Silly.
It doesn't make
sense.
They
said they're willing
to
do it. I don't see how you can do it. It takes too much time. But the NBA said that they're not totally dismissing it. But I think it's a way. Just everybody has a neutral logo. Pretend it's the Giants and the Jets at MetLife. Just put the NFL logo in the middle.
I like the idea later on when you do have time for it, conference finals or what have you.
Conference finals. Yeah.
Throw out the Lakers logo or the Bucks on there.
That's fine, especially the NBA the finals. Yes, you can switch have 2 sets of floors if you want to do it that way. I don't know if having no fans in there is going to help, but if that's the case, may not be. But
all right, here's the last one on the list. You seed the teams 1 through 16. The number 1 seed gets first pick of the hotel they stay in at Disney, or the suites, or whatever the case is. And if you're the 16th ranked team, you're basically staying at a Motel 6.
Well,
no offense.
No,
Motel
not exactly. But here's the thing. I'd like to see a list and of all the hotels and look at all of them first before I really
come
to any
conclusion. They're all pretty snazzy up there in Orlando.
Yeah,
I believe they are, but I'd like to see a list, and then I can form my own conclusions. Until then, I don't know.
I believe Coronado Springs is the main hotel.
Yeah.
Now, main hotel for who? I thought it was going to be the whole league. I don't know how big it is, if it's the size of Atlantis or
the
whatever.
The whole league, yeah.
Well, then what's the pick
the
here?
Main, not the other, not the only, the main.
Yeah. Well, yep. Okay.
Also, teams are pushing to go from a 13-player active roster for games to allowing as many as 15 players to be active for games. And what's up for discussion, too, would most teams would like 2-way players to be made eligible for the playoffs at a minimum. Many others would like to add 1 to 3 additional players to the roster.
What's a 2-way player in basketball?
It's one that's been down to the G League, that kind of.
So just an expanded roster spot.
Expanded roster.
Expanded roster, yeah.
Okay.
Which I would be fine with for the first 8 games, if you want to have an expanded roster. That's what they're doing in Europe with soccer. They've allowed every league that I've seen is allowing 5 subs in a game instead of 3, just because these guys have been off for a few months, and you know you can get your body in shape. But is it in game shape yet?
Right.
Give those guys an additional 2 weeks and if you're a team like the Lakers and you can use the back end of your bench and, you know, kind of rest some of your superstars, great, go for it. If you're a team like the Trailblazers, who cares at that point? You're going to play Damian Lillard. You're going to play all your big CJ McCollum, all your best players.
Okay.
And I have another proposal I want to run by you guys.
All right,
far as not just the NBA. Well, let's start with the NBA. When play resumes, every game should be made available to watch. They should make it free, you know, to buy the package, the package you would normally get if you've got the NBA out-of-town package or whatever.
Yeah.
Every game should be free. And I feel the same way about the NFL this coming season. If they are smart, they would make somehow, some way, every cable system, every game free this year, especially if fans are limited to go. You should make every single game available to every market in the country, every single team. So whether – I don't know how you do it on mainstream cable. Obviously, if you had DirecTV, I would make that free for everybody, for the NFL package, be free for this year. And even on whatever cable system you have, it's Xfinity, maybe come up, somehow find a way where you don't just get your four local games televised, and obviously Sunday night and Monday night, but somehow there's got to be a way to do it. An NFL network and a combination of networks where every single game would be made available. I don't think it would be that difficult, and I don't think it's that unreasonable for this year.
I like the premise of your idea, but the NFL, for example, has already gotten their money from DirecTV. So doing this...
I'll give it back.
Well, that won't happen. This could DirecTV would be the one taking the hit here.
I understand that, but I think it might be the right thing to do, all things considered. If Major League Baseball ever came back, they would be really stupid not to do it.
Yeah, but the problem's going to be, you know, all these leagues are losing revenue.
Right.
They're all losing revenue, and who's going to want to give up revenue right now when you've got something? It's a great idea.
And the networks, too, because, again, DirecTV is going to be the one that takes the hit here, and they're not going to be – I don't know what their sales are looking like going into the season. I got to imagine everything's down.
Probably.
Right? I don't think out of the goodness of their heart they're going to just flip a switch and let everybody do it for free. No, but I like the idea.
Dolphin Denny said he got a letter in the mail today from DirecTV that the NFL package will be free for me this year. Not sure why or if it's for everybody. He says, I have never purchased the NFL package. Well, maybe I'm onto them. Maybe they are doing it. I didn't see that. Maybe they are doing it. But I think, I'll tell you what, if that's the case, then all these cable companies, you should come up with, find a way to make every single game available this year. I think that's the right thing to do. And I said the same thing about hockey, about anything.
Mm-hmm.
It should all be free this year after what everybody has gone through. And especially if fans are very, very limited, if at all.
Wow.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, all right. So,
you know, the conference finals in NBA, you know, most of the playoffs are going to be available on network TV anyway. I mean, TBS, TNT, or whatever, ABC, ESPN. Most of the playoff games are all going to be – you don't have to worry. I'm talking about these regular season games. The playoffs in the NBA and the NHL, I'm not worried about because they are all televised nationally on one particular network or the other. But in the regular season, and that round-robin thing the NHL is doing, those should all be free to everybody.
And by everybody, okay, now what if we don't have DirecTV and then we have...
Saying there's cable systems come up with a way...
Okay, so they all do it.
And, right. Well, like I have Xfinity, which I love. I love Xfinity.
Yes.
So come up with a way for NFL games, and the league would have to obviously help in doing this, saying whether it's FS1, Fox, NFL Network, CBS Sports Network. I mean, they have to come up with a way. I mean, we're only talking about really, what, 3 or 4 extra games at 1 and 4 o'clock, sometimes not even that many.
Yeah,
depending on what's and what isn't scheduled, but there's got to be a way to make it free available. I think it would go a long way.
Well, we got more people texting in. Porn Stage LSU locker room guy says NFL ticket free according to email he got from DirecTV last month. So that's the we got multiple sources saying that that's going to be a thing for DirecTV.
Yeah.
All right, good proposal. So while the NBA seems good to go. Baseball is a dumpster fire. Here is Jeff Passan on SportsCenter yesterday saying Major League Baseball is in a really, really bad place right now.
On the day that the NBA is getting ready to come back, on the day that Major League Soccer gets past economic issues, baseball is still at a complete impasse right now. And when Rob Manfred on Sunday told Tony Clark and Bruce Meyer, the head of the MLBPA and the lead negotiator, that there is a possibility that MLB would implement a 50-game season unilaterally, that tells you where the discussions are right now. If the owner side is saying, we are going to do this without your permission. We are going to do this if we can't come to a deal. That is a bad place to be months into a discussion.
Here's a follow-up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, very bad. Passan sums it up. He says there's no trust at all between the league and the players.
When you have a group of owners that's talking about losing significant amounts of money if games are played this year, and you have a group of players that just does not believe it, you have a group of owners that's saying, we're going to lose money, trust us, and a group of players that's saying, why should we? That is where the impasse starts. And trying to build trust in the midst of this has been an extraordinarily difficult thing to do, and something that baseball just has not done well at all. And so what you instead have is fighting between the sides as other sports go on and actually try to get back to play.
All right. Good luck, baseball. Yeah. Jeez.
Lincoln Riley, unless you have more baseball.
I'm done with baseball. What you got?
Lincoln Riley today. He says, coming back before July 1st is ridiculous. Quote, I think it would be completely irresponsible of us to bring these guys in now. He said in a Zoom call with the media. In my opinion, we need to bring them in as late as we possibly can before we play the season. Every day early that we bring them in is a day we could have gotten better. It's a day we could have learned more about the virus. Personal protective equipment could have been gotten better. A day closer to finding a vaccine, it's just not worth it. Now, it comes on the same day Oklahoma State reported three positive tests.
Five.
After a comprehensive testing of players, coaches, and staff that have returned to campus. Iowa State also announced a positive COVID-19 result within its athletic department. And Monday, Marshall reported two players and one staff member had tested positive.
Oklahoma State's up to five, not three. Five players.
Okay. Well, this was today, though.
Right. This is also today. It's five players. Oklahoma State football players are testing positive. And again, if it's a football player, and remember, Mike Gundy was one of the first ones saying this is all ridiculous.
Yeah.
And if five football players there and two at Marshall, and what about the rest of the student population too? I mean,
the three came today. The three positive tests came today. And again, Monday was the first day players could report for voluntary workouts. Most programs, including the remainder of the Big 12, will have players back by June 15th.
I don't understand what Lincoln Riley. I mean, if the kid comes back in July, if they come back in June, you're going to test them.
Yeah.
And at least if they come back in June, you're dealing with an additional 4 weeks where you know what they're doing. It's back to Kirby Smart. You know, look, we could have our kids working out at home, but the University of Georgia facility, we're able to control it. Yeah. We're able to control the cleanliness. We're able to control who's in, who's out. If you're telling these kids to just do their workouts at home, go to your local gym in Florida. Now that that's open. Thank you, Governor.
Yes.
You can't control that as well.
Right.
So Lincoln, I would just add, you know, why? Is it because you're scared? It sounds like Lincoln Riley's scared. And I understand why he's scared. But it's like he's just trying to kick the can further down the road. Get these kids on campus now. If they test positive, you're then able to isolate. You're able to make sure who they're coming in and out of contact with. And you're able to trace this thing a little bit better.
Because the kids at Marshall were asymptomatic. They didn't even know they were sick.
All right. Yeah.
And that means they'd be presumably going around town.
Exactly.
Maybe spraying, but now at least they're getting tests, free tests every day, and free for the kids. And they can do something about it.
Go ahead. And then there's something else that's
happening. I was going to wrap it up. We get to break, but you go ahead.
We got to get to break.
Real quick, New Orleans Saints safety Malcolm Jenkins blasted Drew Brees in a 3-minute video on Instagram. Quote, I considered you a friend. I looked up to you. You're someone I had a great deal of respect for, but sometimes you should shut the bleep up.
For those that don't know, and I said this earlier, Drew Brees said that he will never be for anything that disrespects the flag. He considers kneeling during the anthem disrespectful to the flag. I'm telling you, this is going to come up all over again. Colin Kaepernick, flag. There will be players kneeling on it. Chris pointed out earlier, Jerry Jones can no longer tell his team, you don't kneel during the anthem. They have no control over that anymore. This is a new ball game. And Drew Brees went out and did an interview today. And just because he said how he felt, it's rubbing some people around the wrong way that feel differently, and it's going to be in the news again. So get ready for it.
Yep.
Boys and girls, look at your calendar. We are 3 days into hurricane season. In fact, we got a nice little tropical depression rolling around in the Gulf of Mexico right now. Get peace of mind with flood insurance with Farmers Insurance. Call Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance today. You can bundle and save, get better coverage and save money, but you can bundle with the home, with the hazard insurance, with your auto insurance, and don't forget the all-important flood insurance. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance, the fastest-growing farmers agency in the country and also the largest farmers agency in Southwest Florida. Here's his phone number, 239-202-2933. That's 239-202-2933. The Damon Brist Agency, your Farmers Insurance connection. I've switched my policies. Have you switched yet?
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Again, Drew Brees creating a bunch of controversy this afternoon. It's blowing up. It's going to probably be what we talk about tomorrow. Again, he will never... I'm going to get the quote right here.
His teammates are blasting him.
Well, he said kneeling to him is disrespecting the flag, and he will never support that under any circumstance.
Now, we've heard from a lot of military people, both on the last couple of years and on the text. Now, some, I'd say it's about split. Some are offended by it, taking a knee. Some are not. I said earlier today, I haven't served in the military. I've always, with Colin Kaepernick, the socks and the Castro thing is one area that's different. As far as him taking a knee for social justice causes, things like what's going on here, that's fine. I never took it from me personally that he was disrespecting the military. I certainly understand how it can be interpreted that way. And here we talk about, once again, about, you know, one side wants the other to have the same type of thinking. So what are we accomplishing here? You know, where we talk about tolerance, right, all the time.
Right.
Except when you disagree except in an issue like this, when you disagree, with Drew Brees. He's being crushed right now because he's expressing he feels it's not the right thing to do. All right.
Can we take a knee?
He's not the only one.
Can we take a knee when we're at some other time when we're not doing a national anthem, when the flag is out there across the entire football field?
But would it be noticed?
Well, sure. But
it wouldn't be noticed. And that's the point of a protest, is to get noticed and get your message out.
Can we kneel after we score a touchdown? Everybody's watching you then.
They kneel after this. Some
it's
do.
It's been done.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
This is creating divide in his locker room. You've got Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, and Emmanuel Sanders who have already gone out, not to mention Malcolm Jenkins, all New Orleans Saints players.
Right.
I'm going to be a smart ass here when I say this. Jameis Winston is smiling.
Oh, I didn't think about that. All right, listen.
You're saying I got a chance. No, but seriously.
Listen, Vic Fangio of the Broncos did a 180 today. When yesterday he said, I don't see any racism, he was crushed for it, and he had to release a statement, or else he was going to lose his locker room and maybe even lose his job. Is Drew Brees going to backtrack on this? He said, I will never change my views on this. Is he going to have to release a statement in the next 12 to 24 hours to backtrack or ease up a little bit? I don't think he's the type to do that.
Vic Fangio had to.
Drew Brees probably doesn't have to.
He may not backtrack. He may amend.
I'm going to be real interested to see if he does and how soon it happens.
Yep.
Because he's losing his locker room right now. I mean, this was all about getting back on the football field, and now he's got this on day one when he walks in.
Harbaugh says, if you're going to fight for the right to be able to make your voice heard, that you have to be willing to fight for the right for the other voices to be heard that may not agree with you. That's what this country is supposed to be founded on. You have a right to your opinion.
But I like what you said a minute ago. Tolerance has to go both ways. Well, okay, not in cases of racism. And
not in every case, right. But
no, not in every case. But I'm not telling somebody how to. There are military people out there. The bottom line is there are military people, and I'm not one of them. And I thank everybody for their service. There are those out there who feel disrespected when Colin Kaepernick and others took a knee, and there are others that don't feel disrespected at all. They understand that they they believe they're doing it for social causes. I get it.
You know? Somebody suggested back in the day when all the kneeling was going on, you read a lot of articles and stuff, why do we even have the national anthem before a sporting event? Do we get rid of it? Do we not do it before a sporting event anymore?
Not when the military pays a whole bunch of money to the NFL as a sponsor.
Well, you're right about that. Do they pay a lot of money to the NBA?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't looked into that.
Well, most national anthems are shown on live TV now. All sports. They're all shown. Hockey, sometimes you get two.
I agree. Look, I think that just because you disagree with somebody doesn't mean that you should call them stupid. Like, let's have a discussion.
Yeah, who is the player? The Saints player that started this today?
Malcolm Jenkins.
Malcolm Jenkins says, Drew, I thought we were friends.
Yeah.
Why can't you be friends if you have a different opinion on the flag? I don't like that statement by Malcolm Jenkins.
Cougar Hunter says, kneeling during the anthem is the only way to get white America to pay attention. They've been trying to do it for decades.
First of all, Cougar Hunter, it's not white America. This is not white against black.
Yeah.
So cut that crap out real quick. This is not white versus black. This is not Republican against Democrat. Yeah. This has nothing to do with that. White against black here. That's an ignorant comment right there. It's white against brown. It's brown against black. It's everything. White America.
Some people are going to be offended. Some people are going to be offended by kneeling, and others are not. Are there other ways you could go kneel and not during the national? Sure, there are. My feeling is, no matter what you do, someone's always going to be offended about a lot of things. Now, this is a serious issue, and I get it. I understand both sides. I know when the national anthem is on TV, I don't stand. Maybe the Super Bowl.
Yes, you
have. Sometimes I see four national anthems a night. I don't stand in my own home for the national anthem four times. I just don't. Now, at a game, yes. Did my father ever have to tell me to remove my hat? Absolutely not. I find it offensive that you have to have the PA announcer in this day and age tell people to remove their hats when the national anthem
is played. Some people aren't paying attention. I mean, they're looking at trying to get their next beer.
When they hear it, you would think, oh geez, even if it's okay, take it off. Yeah. But you know, in my day, they didn't have to tell you; they just did it.
Right.
But this is different. Now, I think that's disrespectful because some will keep their hats on.
Yeah.
But. This is different. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not telling anybody how to think. We had this discussion at the top of the show. If you're offended, you're offended. If you're not, you're not. But you know, it just seems interesting to me at times, and it's not just this issue. And the ones who complain all the time, I'm not talking about this issue specifically, but there are those out there that, you know, they preach tolerance, 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 right up until the fact that you disagree with them.
Mm-hmm.
Then it all goes out the door. Yep. Why is that? Why is it the people that stand and preach all the time about social justices, and I get it, and you should be heard? Absolutely. But if somebody disagrees with you in any way, shape, or form, then you're ignorant, arrogant, racist, stupid, whatever it is. It always fascinates me.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and both sides do it, by the way. Both sides do it.
Both sides don't listen to the other side.
Yep.
All right. Well, the only reason I brought it up, this is all you're going to hear about tonight and probably again tomorrow because it's Drew Brees. So throw that out there. Think about it. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Got what you got coming up right around the corner. If you miss any of the show today, be sure to go back and listen to all 4 hours of the show with the Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand feature. It's available on the 99.3 ESPN app, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcast. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Go over and get some dinner and some 29-degree beer. Wash it all down here tonight. On this day in history, 1851, the first baseball uniforms were worn by the New York Knickerbockers. They included straw hats, white shirts, and blue long trousers.
Straw hats?
Straw hats.
Like Yeehaw. Nick Saban out there.
Got to keep the sun off you. 1932, Lou Gehrig, the first to hit four consecutive home runs. Stan Musial got his 300th home run in 1955. In 1958, Chavez Ravine was sold to the Dodgers. That's where Dodger Stadium is today. And in 1980, the Mets drafted a young Daryl Strawberry, the number one pick in the draft. He was 18 years of age. Let's see, birthdays today. I don't think anybody's really celebrating Jefferson Davis's birthday, but he was born on this day in 1808.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, 1986, Rafael Nadal. 1945, Hale Irwin. 1959, yeah. Sam Mills.
Oh.
Friend of mine, Psycho Steve Lyons, born in 1960.
Me too.
And in 1986, Al Horford. We did lose Muhammad Ali 4 years ago today. Pete Shepard, what you
used
got?
Psycho used to co-host with us sometimes on the old Big Show once in a while.
He came on my show every week when I had a little national show. Used to love having him on, man. All right, what you got?
Well, normally I don't do stuff like this, but I think this is absolutely worth it. I want to say congratulations to our CEO here at Beasley, Caroline Beasley. She's got named today to Radio Inc.'s Most Influential Women in Radio. That is, may not be a Marconi, man, but it's pretty damn close. I mean, that is a big, big honor. So congratulations to Caroline. She's only been on our show once, by the way.
That's right.
Change.
She'll have her on again.
But yeah, so congratulations, Caroline Beasley, our CEO, being named to Radio Inc.'s Most Influential Women in Radio on the 2020 list. Quite the accomplishment. Good, great job.
Very good. Very good. All right.
I'm not sucking up, by the way. I just think it's a great job. I can feel Chris smirking in the background for some reason.
No, I'm in a text conversation with somebody who's telling me that I can't understand why Black Lives Matter is important because I'm white.
Yeah.
Just Cougar Hunter, I mean, I'm sorry, buddy, but you need to get a grip, pal. You said something that was stupid. I called you out on it. That's all. That's all. That's all it is. It doesn't need to be a bigger discussion or I can't understand somebody because I haven't walked, newsflash, I haven't walked a mile in anybody else's shoes other than mine. That's it. I'm done.
Got anything else to add, Chris?
No, I don't.
Coming up, Spain and Company.
It's just differing opinions. I don't think what anybody's saying, he didn't call you stupid.
Oh, you will never understand both sides. Okay, I'll take offense to that.
Well, I know I will never understand walking in a black man's shoes.
I can't. I There's no way.
I never will.
If that's the bar I have to
but
clear.
We all admit that.
If that's the bar that I have to clear to have an opinion on something, then I'll never have an opinion on anything. It's laughable. Come on. Come on, man.
I'm a 12 and a half.
Come on.
Spain and Company coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. And
how
then,
about a Fresca?
What?
Chris, how about a Fresca? It's from Caddyshack.
Make me smile. I saw somebody, I don't know if it was a meme or what, it says, somebody should give the year 2020 a Snickers bar. Right? So they could change their, because the Snickers commercials, you know how you can.
Caramel, nougat.
You're all grumpy, chocolate. And then you get the Snickers, and then you're all better. 2020 sucks. Everybody's all upset.
Only halfway through.
No, we're not. July 1 is halfway through. Got a whole other month before we even hit the halfway point.
Well, you're right. Well, June 3rd. Yeah, you're right.
You're
right.
Back up to 92%. Just in the nick of time.
No, you're not.
Before the 6
you're
o'clock.
Hovering around 73 and a half. And that's being generous.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right. I literally have nothing else. Is it time to go?
I don't know. What do we got going on today? Just Spain and Company?
Yeah, that's it.
Check out Castle Rock on Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
If you like Stephen King, check it out. Don't Google it and look because it'll give some Easter eggs, some eggs away, whatever. Just watch
tidbits,
it.
Tidbits, right?
Yes, you don't want tidbits.
All right. Yeah. What else is on the TV? You know, back in the day, I used to remember, you know, Monday night you'd watch one thing, Wednesday night, Thursday night, NBC, must-see. Now I don't know what's on TV. I don't care. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
A lot.
For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Thanks for listening. Everybody have a great night. God bless America and the world.